Good day, and welcome to the third quarter results 2011 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to your host today, Ms. Marianne Tachke. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning to everyone. Thank you for attending the Ricordati conference call. Here with me today is Fritz Quindo, our CFO. We will present and comment upon our first 9 months 2011 results. For a better understanding of the numbers, I suggest you access the presentation slides on our website, www.ricordati.com, under the Investors Company Presentation section. I will now hand the call over to Fritz for his presentation.
Thanks. Good morning or good afternoon to everybody. We are pleased to announce this very sound set of results for the first 9 months of 2011. In line with the first 6 months result. Consolidated revenues is 580.6 million, up by 5.8%. Operating income at 22.2% of sales is 128.9 million, here an increase of 4.1%. Net income at 15.9% of sales is 92 million, an increase of 5.8%. Higher than that recorded by operating income thanks to currency exchange gains and to a lower tax rate. In this period, furthermore, we have also been able to conclude a number of important initiatives. The most recent one is the acquisition of Frick Ilac in Turkey, which was completed successfully in September. As of the end of September, in this report, we have consolidated the balance sheet of the company, while the profit and loss will be consolidated as from October and then in the last quarter 2011. Regarding development of our product portfolio, Silodosin, the rollout of UroRec continues and the product is now available in 11 countries. Pitavastatin, we have started to launch Livazo in Europe, in Spain and in Portugal. Regarding the orphan business, we obtained European approval for the use of Carbaglu for the treatment of the organic acidemia, in addition to the already approved indication for the NAC deficiency. Composition for our revenues, line number 3. Here, pharmaceutical sales are up in the period by 5.5%, and this despite sales of lercanidipine down by 16.8% as a result of the entry of generic into the market following the product expiry beginning 2010. Sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are up by 12.4%, driven by the growth of its main products, in addition to the sales of the new entry, Cardicor. And in the second quarter, we have also launched UroRec, Silodosin, and Zanipril. The combination were launched, and related to this launch of the combination, milestone of 4.6 million were received in the second quarter. Pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 7.8% due to the sales decrease of Zanidip, which was partly offset by the growth in sales of Zanexta, the combination, it is the brand of our combination in France, and other products, as well as by sales of UroRec, launched in the last quarter of 2010. In Germany, sales are up by 8% thanks to the sales growth of Zanipress and Ortoton, in addition to sales generated by the new product UroRec and Lopressor. Increasing sales in Germany of our treatment for rare diseases also contributed to growth. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiaries are down by 7.7%, and this is due to the termination of the Duagen license and also to the decreasing of the Zanidip lercanidipine sales. On the other hand, in Portugal, Zanipress performed well. UroRec was launched in this market in January and Livazo Pitavastatin in the second quarter. The good development of the corporate product and decreasing of the existing portfolio. In Spain, sales increased by 5.1% thanks to the growth here again of Vanipress and also of Cidini, in addition to the sales of Urorec, launched in Spain during September 2010, and Livazo, launched in May in this year. Here again, sales of product for the treatment of rare diseases are growing significantly and contribute to the growth. Sales in the U.K. are down by 20.4%, and this is mainly due to the drop in Zanidip sales. Revenue generate sales in the other countries, Western Europe, are up by 17.5% and comprise sales of product for the treatment of rare diseases in a number of countries, which are growing significantly, together with sales in Ireland generated by our subsidiary, Recordati Ireland, and sales in Greece generated by Recordati Hellas Pharmaceutica. Here, the growth is mainly linked to the development of the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in Turkey, recorded by the existing subsidiary in Turkey, which is Yeni Recordati, are 11.3 million, down by 4.7%, but this is due only to an unfavorable currency exchange rate and to a change in the recognition of the contribution to the national healthcare system, which was previously considered a variable selling expenses. On a like-for-like basis, in Turkish lira and excluding this reclassification, sales grow by 19.1% over the same period of preceding. Then, good performance for our business on a like-for-like basis in Turkey. Revenue generated in Russia, the other growing market in which we want to enter, and in the other countries in the CIS market, is 70.6 million. 27.6 million, and here up by 13%, which is thanks to the strong growth in all our portfolio in this market. Then, we are doing well in a growing market in Russia. Sales generated by Erbakos Recordati in the Czech and Slovak Republic are 10.5 million, up by 20.4%, and this is driven by the good performance of its portfolio and also to the launch of the new product, in particular for Procto-Glyvenol and Kenthera, our corporate product launched in this market. In Romania, Recordati Romania has initiated sales of corporate products, Urorec, Lomexin, and Procto-Glyvenol. Small organization, but a growing small organization also in Romania. Then, we have our other international sales, which grow by 5.6% and comprise the sales to our licensee of our corporate drugs, as well as the Bucala Recordati's export sales. The reduction in Lercanidipine sales was more than offset by sales of Silodosin, the combination of Lercanidipine and Enalapril, and Pitavastatin to our licensees. Also, here again, sales of products for the treatment of rare diseases grow significantly by 83.4%. Then, also here in the licensees business, an important contribution coming from our orphan drug business. Slide number four, a growing presence in Eastern Europe and Turkey. Now, Russia, Turkey, and the other CEE markets represent 11%, but as I said, starting from October, we will consolidate also the new acquired Frisk business. Slide number five, our main product sales. Let's underline that corporate products, including orphan drug, now account for 42.1% of sales. Let's go in detail on the more important products. The reduction of Zanidip sales is due mainly to lower sales in Italy, 17.6%, and in France, 35.3%, and this is due to lower sales volume as a result of generic competition. Direct sales in the other European countries have suffered an overall reduction of 3.8%, while sales to licensees, which represent 44.7% of the total Lercanidipine sales, are down by 14.6%. Overall, Lercanidipina sales decreased by 16.8%. Then a good result in our strategy to defend the Lercanidipina franchise. Lercanidipina franchise, which is very well defended also with the development of sales of Zanipress, our combination. Here, the growth is 35.7%, and now the product is available in 19 countries, and important, it has been launched in April in Italy by Recordati and by its co-market. Let's say that this level of sales are in line with our expectation regarding the development of the combination. Initial launches of Urorec were made during 2010 and continued during the first 9 months of 2011, which include the launch in Italy. We have launched in Italy in May this product. Currently the product is already available in 12 countries with sales of 12.8 million in the first 9 months. And here again this result is in line with our expectation and target for the year for Sylodos in Urorec. The rollout Livazo, Pitavastatin, started with the launches in Spain and in Portugal. Sales during the period are 5.2 million. Then our specialty indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, which is marketed directly to Europe and the Middle East and the US and through partners in the other part of the world, generated sales of 53.2 million with a very strong result, an increase of 18.2%, that we are very pleased by the performance of our orphan babies. We can here you are in slide number 6, there is a graph of the breakdown of our revenue by type of product. As you can see, our portfolio of corporate products is becoming much more diversified than in the past, not only Zanidip, but now Zanidip, Zanipress, Lorec, the orphan business and other corporate products. Let's move on slide number 7, the first 9 months of 2011 results. Sales has already been commented upon. Gross profit is 383.8 million with a margin of 66.1% of its sales, which is down the margin compared to that of 2010, and this is due to the lower proportion of Lercanidipina to total product sales. Let me say this is in line with our expectation. Selling expenses increased compared to the same period of the preceding year, mainly to the marketing expenses in car to support the launch of the new product. We have launched the combination and Urorec in Italy, Livazo in Spain, Livazo in Portugal, and there is an important investment behind these new launches in this important market. G&A expenses are up slightly. R&D expenses are 44 million euro, a reduction as compared to the same period of the preceding year due mainly to lower amortization charges. Other expenses net of other income are 2.7 million euro, and include the use of the payback due to AIFA, the Italian Medicine Agency, and in this report also the cost associated to the acquisition of Frick in Turkey. Net financial charges are 2.8 million, a reduction as compared to the first 9 months 2010, and this is mainly due to a currency exchange gains realized in 2011. The effective tax rate during the period is 27%, an improvement compared to that in the same period the preceding year, and in line with our target for the full year 2011. Net income at 15.9% of sales is 92 million, here an increase of 5.8%, higher than that recorded by operating income thanks, as I said, to lower financial charges and to a lower tax rate. We can now move on the third quarter result, slide number 8. These are our results for this period. Let me say that the results are in continuity with the 9 number analyzed precedingly, then there is no particular item to be commented for the third quarter. Let me say only the revenue increasing by 4.2%, net income increasing by 6.7%, and operating expenses net are 2.1, and this is mainly due to the cost associated to the acquisition of Fleet, as I said before. But no particular item in the third quarter, in continuity with the 9 months result. Net financial position here is following the acquisition of FRIC to the payment of dividend and other investment. As of September 2011, the net financial position shows a debt of 29.3 million, which is compared to the net cash position at the end of 2010. But let's say during the period dividends were distributed for a total of 54.6 million, 32 million were paid at the beginning of the year to Novartis Consumer Health for the acquisition of the product Protoglyvenol, and now, in September, the Turkish company FRIC was acquired, which involved a cash outlay of $74.5 million and the undertaking of the company debt for an amount equivalent to 29.8 million euros. Then, also after the acquisition of debt, our financial position remained very solid with a net position of only 29.3 million euros. Let's now finish the presentation with the 2011 target. And let me say that we are confident, based on the first 9 months results, that for the full year 2011 we will be able to achieve our target announced. We have announced our target in July after the first 6 months result conference call. Then we expect revenue higher than 750 million for sales. We expect EBIT higher than 160 million euro and net income higher than 110 million euro. Here I can finish my presentation and I'm now available for any questions you have.
Yes, we are now open to questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. And we'll take our first question from James Vane Tempest from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. I have a couple of guidance questions and also some product questions. To start with guidance, if we can just talk a little bit about R&D. I remember, I think, at the first half results, I think there was an expectation that the spend would increase in the second half of the year. And you mentioned R&D continues to be lower due to lower amortization charges. Just wondering if you can give us a sense how we should think about R&D for the rest of the year. I think in the fourth quarter last year there was a milestone payment, which is why the R&D was particularly high. But any kind of color on that, and also when you expect the trials for the Nimox product to start as well, would be helpful, please, for guidance on R&D. Thanks.
Okay, let's say that we continue to say that in the first 9 months, 2011, R&D are lower than 2010, mainly due to amortization charges, because this is true. Regarding the overall R&D expenditure for 2011, then first of all, they will be lower than that recording in 2010, because we don't expect to have a milestone to be paid for the time being to the amount that we paid in 2010, which is 10 million euros. Regarding the normal evolution, the R&D expenses, regarding our expectation, let me say that for the full year 2011, we expect 4 to 5 million euros lower than expected, and this is due to fewer clinical trials needed for the development of the there can be in an Arabic combination new dosage form. We expect it to have to develop a particular clinical development. Now we have a positive answer from healthcare authority that we can go ahead without this kind of clinical trial. Then we could expect R&D expenses for the full year 2011 to be 4 or 5 million lower than what we expected from Recordati for the full year 2011. For 2012, we will be back in line with expectation following the start of clinical trials for the NIMOX project. We are in the final process of identifying the CRO with which we want to develop the NIMOX project, and then we expect the NIMOX project to start in the last quarter of this year, but the bulk of the cost will be for sure in 2012.
And when you say 2012 back in line with expectation, do you mean between 8% and 9% of revenues?
Exactly.
Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. The other guidance questions I have is, if you've consolidated the balance sheet of the acquisition in Turkey by the end of September and looking to consolidate the Turkish acquisition from the fourth quarter, can you give us a sense as to how much of that business might positively benefit your revenues from Turkey for this year? And then related to that, you mentioned, I think, $74.5 million already paid, and there's going to be, further purchases or part of that consideration in due course. Can you give us a little bit more detail when that might actually be paid? Thanks.
Okay, let's first answer. We expect FRIC, as I said, we will consolidate the new acquired company in the last quarter. We expect in the last quarter of 2011, FRIC will generate sales of 15 to 20 million Turkish lira. But the consolidated impact will be slightly lower, and I would like to underline this, because there is intercompany revenue between FRIC and Yeni. Yeni is the existing our existing company in Turkey. Yeah. Because our existing business in Turkey will produce for FRIC, and then there is this kind of elimination, which is a value of around 10 million of Turkish lira annually. Then we expect FRIC to generate sales by 15, 20 million
lira,
Turkish lira, with an impact which is lower due to this elimination in our consolidated revenues. This is regarding the payment. The second question was, this will be probably paid in 2012. We have an adjustment for the net debt to be paid by the end of 2011, but the bulk of this payment will be done in 2012.
Okay, and my final questions on products are, can you just remind me when the Duagen license was terminated in Portugal? That's the first question. And then the second question is, just wondering how your NTACT franchise in Italy changes at all, or if at all, now that Lundbeck's announced a co-promotion agreement with Almirall for escitalopram in Italy. Does that, is that alongside yourself, or how does the dynamics of that business for that product change? Thanks very much.
Okay. The Duagen license was unfortunately lost in June. And regarding the performance on NTAC, let me say that NTAC is doing very well in Italy for the time being. We are growing our NTAC sales in the first 9 months by 7-8%. Together with the Lundbeck product, is not just only our brand which is increasing, but the overall franchise of escitalopram is doing very well, and we expect that the contribution of Almirall could increase the sales of the molecule, and we don't expect significant impact in our business. Then for sure there is a new competitor, but there is room for growing again in the future the molecule, the escitalopram molecule. Then for us, we have to manage this problem, but we don't expect to have significant impact from the Almirall co-promotion of the product of Lundbeck.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
And we'll take our next question from Maurizio Moretti from UniCredit Milan. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I would like to know, regarding the guidance that we have just reiterated, if this guidance is consistent with the previous guidance, I mean, excluding the contribution on the Dr. Freaky Luck in the fourth quarter. Because if I assume the this contribution, could be a fair guidance. But if we exclude the contribution, I believe that there could be some room for expecting something better than the number that you provided just before.
Okay, Maurizio. First of all, our guidance is to do higher than, and then we have not identified what will be the final result, and then. This is in line, we confirm that we expect to be better than what we have announced in May, and then the expectation is to have sales higher than 750 and the operating margin, I said, higher than 160. What will be the contribution of FLIC? As I said, we expect to have some contribution, 15, 20 million Turkish lira, at sales level. At EBIT, we don't expect to have an important contribution coming from the freight business. We expect to be this impact to be, let me say, neutral due also to the reorganization activity and cost. And then we confirm that we are confident to be to exceed what has been announced in Maine. In May, to have an objective to have sales and operating profit and net income higher than, and then we will see at the end of the year what will be. Then it's not then the contribution of FLIC will be modest, but it's not something that will reduce our target. We expect to add for sure sales and to have an EBIT impact which we expect to be essentially neutral.
Okay, thank you for this. In another question again regarding Turkey. May I ask you if you have any plan to reorganize all the Turkish activities or it may have a rationale to consider even a merge between the two companies, Lini Ritordati and Dr. Freaky Luck, obviously preserving the respective brands?
Okay, for sure, the normal value created in our acquisition are linked to the increased sales to bring new corporate products. Here we are in one situation which is, let me say, comparable to what we had in France in 2001. Here we have both two companies. For sure, we want to have only one business, and then if we want to merge or not, it is more a problem of a corporate product, but for sure from the beginning we expect to manage the business together, and we expect also from a sales force organization to try to have the best synergies possible in the field. Regarding the headquarters, for sure we are working for having the synergies which were also in our business plan. And for sure we want to create synergies in the Turkish business, but not only synergies, we want to have one big Salesforce organization to promote in both the existing Yeni portfolio, the new corporate products, and the existing FLIC product portfolio. For us, there is now one important subsidiary in Turkey.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Martino D'Ambrogi from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. First of all, a couple of clarifications on the R&D, because you mentioned 4 or 5 million lower for the full year than last year. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
It's 4 or 5 million lower than what is in our previous assumption.
That was?
8-9% of sales.
Okay, but there is not a precise figure.
Not. But you could project the 9 months cost for the full year. We don't expect significant changes in this trend that we had in the first 9 months, which is 13, 14, 12 million euro per quarter.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And the second clarification is on the Turkish contribution for Q4, because you mentioned 15-20 million Turkish lira sales, but the intercompany to be eliminated were referring to the full year, the 10 million, or just the quarter?
The quarter is one-fourth of the full year.
No, 10 million is for year.
Yeah, then you have to consider one-fourth of this if you want to eliminate the effect in one quarter.
Okay, so the 10 million was for the full year?
Yes, for the full year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And the question was, the third was on the pricing environment. If you see any risk eventual intervention from government in terms of price cut and so on.
Let me say then European austerity measures are already there. Then we are in an environment in which we have to manage price reduction or other kind of intervention. Then for sure we expect we are managing this kind of measures. But let me say that based on the current situation, based on the existing and no healthcare new rules, we expect to confirm our guidance, mainly in terms of profitability for 2012. Then, for sure, we are in an environment in which government tries to contain the cost with different measures made in Spain, in Portugal, in Greece, and so on. But based on the existing situation, we are able to confirm for the time being our target in terms of profitability that we had announced in May.
Okay, and during
it's your... It's difficult to predict if this will be higher than, but the bulk, a lot of measures are already there. Spain has already declared what they want to have for 2012. In Italy, as you know, the major problem is linked to the hospital pharmaceutical expenditure, in which we are not very involved, and in the other European countries, there are similar interventions to maintain and to control the pharmaceutical expenditure.
Okay, and the last two questions are for the Turkish contribution next year. Should we just multiply by 4 Q4, or is there any additional impact in terms of sales, and what's your view in terms of profitability since Q4 is basically breaking even?
Okay, let's say then we probably in terms of sales, you could expect sales to be of around 80-90 million Turkish lira, then slightly better than 4 times what we expect in the last quarter of 2011, because we expect to manage the business and to have growth in our business in Turkey. And having always said that also in 2012 we have to account for the yen intercompany revenue in building the business plan and the revenue for the company. Regarding the EBITDA contribution, then while in the last quarter 2011 we expect that this impact to be essentially neutral, for 2012 you could consider a contribution will be single digit. Then, as we said, we don't expect for the beginning to add in Turkey coming from the acquired company Frick a profitability in line with our group profitability. We expect progressively to achieve this objective, but in 2000 and 2012, this contribution could be considered as a single-digit contribution at EBITDA level.
EBITDA level, okay. So when you were saying is breaking even in Q4, was at EBITDA level?
EBITDA level, exactly.
Okay.
Also, we have also two, now we have a preliminary consolidated, the goodwill will be allocated, and then we have not the final number, the final figure in terms of allocation of the goodwill for the new acquired Turkish company.
Okay, but EBIT could be positive in any case in 2005.
Yes.
Okay. And the 80, 90 million of Turkish lira sales has to be reduced by 10 million of intercompany.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Very last, during your initial speech, you mentioned that both Lurk and Edipin and the combo are basically in line with your expectation, but if I'm not wrong, you didn't mention that Silodosin and Pitavastatin are also in line with your expectation.
No, no, I remember I mentioned that Urorec is in line with our expectation, which are around 20 million euro sales for 2011. Now we have in line, we have achieved 13 million in the first 9 months with a growing trend. In particular, we're very pleased by the trend that we are achieving in the Italian market. Regarding Livazo, we have now achieved 5.2 million, but let's say that in Italy and France, the other two very important markets for this product, we are still in the pricing and reimbursement negotiation phase, and we do not expect launches to take place this year. Then probably the Livazo will be slightly lower than our expectation, which was 10 million euro for the full year in 2011.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll take our next question from Jo Walton from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure that we should be able to take too much out of your split of profitability that you give us between the pharmaceutical segment and the orphan drug segment, but if I do see that that represents an underlying position, the orphan drug profitability has been increasing quite nicely. Is there any particular reason behind that, and is that what we would expect to continue? You also identified a 1.5 million odd cost in other operating expenses relating to the Turkish acquisition. Is there going to be a similar charge in the fourth quarter, or does that represent the only charge that's going to be identified? And can you give us some sort of sense? I think the general restructuring of the Turkish business would be done just sort of, you know, generally within the group. But could you give us some idea of the sort of amount of money that you would need to spend on restructuring? And my final question would be, again, surrounding your two new products, Urorec and Livazo, can you give us the latest that you have in terms of reimbursement prices relative to other equivalent drugs in the new markets that you've managed to launch your products in?
Okay. Okay. Let's start with the orphan business. You are right. We have a very good profitability in our orphan business, which is, let me say, in line with the first 6 months. We have now the operating margin in the orphan segment, which is 30-31%. This is due essentially to one thing, that we are increasing, developing our business worldwide. We are, as I said in the conference call, increasing our sales to licensees, which means sales outside the usual market of orphan Europe, South America mainly, by 83.3%. And this is mainly contribution and not cost related. There is only the cost of goods related. And then this is the reason why we are increasing our profitability in the orphan segment. We don't expect to increase more and more this profitability, because on the other hand, we are interested in investing in the R&D, and then probably in terms of commercial margin, we can increase more and more this commercial margin with this development of the business without increasing at the same level the selling expenses, but we intend to invest a part of this contribution in R&D expenses. Then we are pleased by this margin, and we don't expect to increase significantly going forward. This is the first question. The second was related
to the cost of the Turkish acquisition.
Then the cost that we have included in the first 9 months results are essentially costs related to the transaction, not related to the reorganization. For buying the company, we have costs for advice and so on, and these are mainly costs related to the transaction. We expect which are fully charged to the first 9 months result. No other cost related to the transaction. Regarding the reorganization cost, we have not the full number of this, and is also linked to the size of the reorganization that we want to do, but let me say we don't expect this cost to be really material, because we could have some cost, but not significant. I have not here with me the number, but we are in the region of no more than 1 million euro, because... And then the organization cost means to readapt the portfolio to see if our portfolio and the development of some sales are in line with our expectation. Then, but not a significant in part of the reorganization cost. We could have this neutral impact also due to some destocking that we are doing in the channel. And then this is the main reason why we expect the EBITDA to be neutral in this quarter, because we have to manage some destocking in the channel due to the previous management, not for sure to what we are doing now. But this is probably the main cost in this last quarter for our FRIC organization. Then...
The Euronext, you know, the latest reimbursed price.
Okay. Regarding Euronext, let me say that now Euronext is in the market, is available in 12 countries, and we have overall obtained the price which is in line with Tamsulosin branded price.
Tamsulosin branded price.
For Livazo, we have now obtained, as we have already announced, a very good price in Spain and in Portugal, and we are in the process of the negotiation for the pricing and for reimbursement in France. But on this specific issue, I would like not to comment, because are really very confidential information, and we will see what will be the output of our negotiation.
Apologize, could I also ask you to comment on the relatively low gross margin in the third quarter at around 64.8%? Are you still able to get to your group average of around 66.5% for the year? And that would be quite an improvement in the fourth quarter.
Okay, our gross profit is also impacted by the level of royalties of upfront payment that we have in each quarter. Let me say that the third quarter was very poor in terms of upfront payments, and that is the main reason why we have this decrease in the gross profit. While in the second quarter, as we have already announced in the conference call in July, we had a very strong upfront payment in the second quarter. Then, no particular problem in terms of mix, just a different distribution of our upfront payment royalties in a different quarter.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll take our next question from Elisa Corrigi from Intermonte Milan. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Three questions. The first one regards the like-for-like growth in Turkey and Russia in third quarter, excluding accounting issues in Turkey and currency impact. Second question regards your tax rate. It was very low in third quarter. Is that significant? Do you want to change your full year guidance, or are you still happy with your 27-28% tax rate? And the other question regards mainly the consolidation of the Turkish business. I just want to be sure that 1 million euros of reorganization costs regards the Q4. And the other question is on the impact on your net debt from the consolidation of Fethi-Lac. I want to be sure that the cash outlay was 63 million and the company's debt that you consolidate was 11 million. Thanks a lot.
Okay, let's go. Regarding the Turkish business, yeah. On a like-for-like basis, in Turkish lira, the recordat yeni business sales grow by 19.1% over the same period of the preceding year. And as I said during the conference, during the presentation, there are two items. One is the unfavorable currency exchange rate, and the other is the change in the recognition of the contribution due to the national healthcare system, which was previously considered as a variable selling expense. But on a like-for-like basis, the Turkish business grew by 19.1%. Regarding the Russian business, then we increased by 39.0% overall, and by regarding the currency effect, let me check the currency effect for the Russian business. We don't see significant currency effect in this business. Then we have a 39.8%, which is a significant increase, which is not affected by significant exactly is neutral the currency effect. This is due to the performance of the business. It is due to both volume effect and price effect.
Sorry to interrupt you. Do you have the same figure for the third quarter? Not on an annual basis, but on the third quarter.
On the fourth quarter, on the like-for-like, Turkish in Turkish, we have not prepared this number. If you want, we can prepare, but I have not prepared here.
Yeah.
And for the Russian business, let's go here. There is an increase by 33.5, and here again there is no important currency effect.
Okay.
For the Turkish business, we could prepare, but we have not prepared now.
Okay,
there is
a discount.
Okay, second point, tax rate. We have a positive tax rate in the third quarter, but for sure we don't consider this result as a trend for the full year 2011. Let me say that our expectation was 27-28. Now in the first 9 months it's 27%, and then this could be what we expect for the full year 2011. Then the lower level of the range that we have announced for the full year 2011. The other question
was...
The impact of net debt of the Fethi-Lac acquisition. Then, for the Fethi-Lac acquisition, we paid $74.5 million in cash. The exchange rate was 1.40, in line with this. And we have undertaking debt for the company for an amount equivalent to 29.8 million euros, which is, and this debt is both short-term debt and long-term debt. But overall, the full amount is $40 million, and the equivalent of this amount at the end of September is 29.8 million. Euro.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the last?
It was... Can you hear me?
The consolidation of €1 million.
Okay.
Let's say then,
we don't expect significant restructuring cost. We have not the right number, but this is just an indication. We expect that this cost to be in the last quarter in the region of €1 million.
Okay.
And we have a follow-up question from Maurizio Moretti from UniCredit Milan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just a very simple question. I wonder how many shares you have bought on the market since you started your buyback program on September.
There's
no very
simple. Oh, let's say that.
We don't have the number before us.
800 something, 800 million or something like this. But we have now 800,000, sorry. But let me say that at the end of September, our treasury stock was overall 9,345,921 shares. And then you can calculate it what we have bought in September.
Okay.
We have bought another 200,000 share, around 200,000 share in October, and now we have stopped our plan of buyback because we have already achieved the number of the option outstanding which at the end of September. Then we don't need to continue our buyback plan.
Thank you.
We currently do not have any questions in the queue.
Okay, if we have no further questions, then we'll say goodbye and thank you to everybody for listening in.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.
Bye.